The radicalism of the 1960s and the election of Harold Wilson seemed to galvanize Jill and to provoke her into expressing in film and newspaper articles her alarm that the socialist promises of 1945 remained unfulfilled. In Tribune, 7th of August, 1964, she argued, "It is sinister enough when only a few men own between them most of the newspapers in the country. It is no less appalling when a tiny group of men own most of the cinemas, film production companies, theatres, film, theatrical and writing agencies, and many more subsidiary companies as well. But when these two tiny groups of men are also given the control of television channels, and when, instead of competing with each other, they gang up to grab for themselves an even larger slice of the mass media, then their power over what we may hear, read, and see begins to reach Hitlerian proportions." Her criticisms were not just reserved for the media. In 1967, she took on the Camden Council, irritating local Labour Party leaders because of her uncompromising attack on the failures of public housing. Jill was still avidly interested in town planning, and this period of renewed energy was channeled in this direction. She responded to what Terence Bendixson calls the 1960s ferment in thinking about cities. Futurism was fashionable. In 1961, Lewis Mumford published The City in History, a reworking and expansion of the culture of the cities. Suddenly, Jill saw a second chance to remould the city with the same zeal that had inspired the Plymouth Plan. This time, it was not the war, but the planners themselves who had destroyed the cities by putting up monstrous tower blocks. Michael remembered that Peggy Duff, a Camden councillor, attacked Jill. "You're stopping us from building flats for people." While Jill's efforts did not stop Duff, Jill did not relent. In effect, the consequences of poor planning had been criminal, giving rise to the title Michael suggested for her documentary, Who Are the Vandals?, commissioned by the BBC. As she pointed out to an interviewer, the vandals were not the young boys marauding through the housing estates, but the architects who had condemned whole communities to substandard housing and degrading facilities.